President Trump's first week in office has been marked by many demonstrations of dissent here in the Bay Area. Last week, a literary event brought some artistic perspective on the transition of power. The event was presented by Litquake, called No Shadow Without Light: Writers Respond to Trump. KLW was there to capture some of those responses. Here's an excerpt from Elmaz Abinader's piece, Women Standing in Line at the Grocery Store.
You, women in line at the store, arrive every day. Most of you hold your stories inside while you transform your outside to a new person, taking cues from television. You stuff down the pain of buried children, your destroyed homes and lost languages, while you fill out forms and registration cards, sign leases, and take driving tests. Dear woman standing in line at the store, I want to be attentive to you. Listen well to your whispers, find clues in the way you raise your hand while you talk, or tuck your blouse into your waistband and lower your head. I want to hear the endearments you kneel to pour into the ears of your children, along with the instructions and messages. I don't want to unearth your journey out of greed or curiosity, but as a way to know you and let your story tell me who I might be. I am not courageous enough to put my back to my life, to whom I know, what I do, and how I live. I cannot imagine less in my life or separate from whom I love. I cannot fathom riding the boats that carried you, waving goodbye to my grandmother, paying the man who forged the papers, begging the minister to sign the visa, sneaking onto the train, holding my child, eating food from other people's hands, whispering endless prayers, matching the sound of my footprints. Many of us have not learned how to lose something, but you know, woman standing in line, that acorn squash you hold measures your heartbeat as you move from one world to the next, never betraying the spot where your life tore into. I can see there is a story under your skin, and I take courage from the steadiness of your breathing. I pray that the particles of hopefulness that brought you here will lift into the air, and we can inhale them into our systems, and they ease our journeys and yours too. Thank you.
That was Elmaz Abinader performing an excerpt of her work, Woman Standing in Line at the Grocery Store. Next, we're going to hear from former San Francisco Poet Laureate Devorah Major reading her poem, Snap.
She reminds me how when we were teens, we were Negroes, and then, snap, we were Black and proud. Moving forward, claiming victories every day on our streets, in our schools, in our souls. We've always been an elastic people, able to snap ourselves time and time again. Kat says she can feel it, smell it in the air, sweet and sour like it was then, only with more love this time, and in a sharper, even more dangerous edge. Then, like now, things were seething. People were hungry and unjustly imprisoned and miseducated and drugged. But then, as civil rights' long pull was bearing fruit, we snapped into a revolutionary force, climbed inside our ancestral core, snap, made our music sing change, snap, made our dances say now, snap, locked arms and spirit, snap, became a dark snap, moving snap, tied a purpose, snap. We sharpen in the rhythms again, bringing out the drums, snap. Tightening up, even though we've been tossed by storm and cracked in the wind, we coming back together, snap. We got to snap. We got to just pull in and believe it and snap this mother back into place. I thank you.